my current car only has one station on the AM radio, and it picks up a conservative radio station. So if I wanted to listen to the radio while I'm in the car, I have to listen to different conservatives, including some politicians who come on the radio station, which is a drag. But as I listen to these people do all their griping against liberals, I realize that once again that conservatives never would have even founded this country. For all them going on about, you know, the how great this patriotic country is, these people would not have wanted to separate from Britain. They would have wanted to conserve traditional values. It was liberals, it was radicals who founded the United States. So let's bear that in mind, that we progressive thinkers are actually the ones that this country was created for and by. Okay? This is the Weekly News and Review. I'm your faithless host, Bennett. And this was posted on Tuesday, July 24th, 2007, by Paul Ford on the Harpers.org website. I read it as a 10-minute summary of the week's news, so that you don't have to look around in all those feisty conservative newspapers and listen to the conservative media. Here we go from the last week. Executive power was transferred to Vice President Dick Cheney for 2 hours and 5 minutes while President G. Wiz Bush underwent a routine colonoscopy. Spokesperson Scott Stanzel announced that 5 small polyps had been removed, but none appeared worrisome, and the president was soon able to ride his bike. Prior to the procedure, Bush issued an order requiring the CIA to stop torturing its prisoners and to comply with the Geneva Conventions as the president interprets them, and also made clear that he would, by invoking executive privilege, refused to allow the Justice Department to pursue any contempt charges that Congress might bring against his aides. The next step, said Representative Henry A. Waxman, Democrat of California, would be just disbanding the Justice Department. India's parliament elected Pratibha Patil as the country's first female president, and it was announced that the United States would have a woman as president on the next season of 24. The Pentagon accused Senator Hillary Clinton of reinforcing enemy propaganda when she asked whether the Bush administration had an exit plan for the Iraq War. And despite an all-night debate, Democratic senators failed to invoke cloture and bring to a vote a measure requiring the majority of U.S. troops to be withdrawn from Iraq. In Baghdad, 2 people died and 15 were wounded in the celebration following the Iraqi soccer team's 2-0 victory over Vietnam. The former king of Afghanistan died in Kabul. A steam pipe exploded near the Grand Central Station and rained debris on Midtown Manhattan. Tangled clumps of worms fell from the sky in Jennings, Louisiana. Former Congressman Tom DeLay gave a speech about abortion to a gathering of college Republicans in Washington, D.C. If we had those 40 million children that were killed over the last 30 years, said DeLay, we wouldn't need the illegal immigrants to fill the jobs that they are doing today. Huh? Police recovered a 7-week-old boy from the middle of a road in Ohio where his naked mother had placed him in order to appease Satan. And a newborn was found in a trash can at a Denny's in Anaheim, California. A 17-year-old girl with blood dripping down her legs was discovered nearby, having just shared a meal with her family. IHOP, which serves more than 700 million pancakes each year, announced that it would buy Applebee's for $1.9 billion, and a new biofuel recycling and filling station capable of processing 5,000 gallons of cooking grease per day was about to open in Blair, Wisconsin. America's obesity problem, said a co-owner, is our lifeblood. Authorities estimated that 20 tons of meat are smuggled into Oslo, Norway each week. In China, where flooding has killed hundreds of people this summer, the rampant Yangtze River had caused Dongting Lake to overflow, leading 2 billion rats to flee to the Hunan countryside, where there are few predators to reduce their numbers, as the snakes have been eaten by southerners and the owls have been used for medicine. Besieged farmers were poisoning the rats, beating them with hammers, and sending them live by truckload to restaurants in Gangzhou, where diners pay 136 yuan for a kilogram of rat meat. A Beijing journalist was detained for fabricating a story about street vendors stuffing their dumplings with cardboard. Japan was gradually rearming itself. Bombing, said Colonel Yatsua Arima, does not always mean offensive weapons. The final book of the extremely boring Harry Potter series, in which Hedwig dies, was released in the United States and sold 8.3 million copies to very mediocre human beings within 24 hours. And in Britain, a 6-year-old boy hanged himself with a skipping rope. A man with a needle sticking out of his arms crashed his car into a Cincinnati, Ohio drug treatment center. Nicole Richie let it be known that she dates only circumcised men. And Oprah Winfrey's dog, when it choked on a ball. It died, rather. Dog died when it choked on a ball. Lindsay Lohan got rearrested last night as well. Recently filed court documents described how Henry T. Nicholas III, the billionaire founder of Broadcorn, which I've never heard of, built a $30 million underground sex bunker in Laguna Hills, California, and stocked it with prostitutes flown in by private jet. And it was reported that during intercourse, the owners of private submarines are sometimes troubled by Peking dolphins. A French geologist stated that a newly discovered underground lake in Darfur, which was expected to help bring peace to the water-starved region, likely dried up at least 5,000 years ago. And near Kakadu National Park in Australia, Jeffrey Lee, the last surviving Diok, was refusing to allow an estimated $5 billion in uranium to be mined from the Kungara deposit, a Dieng, or spiritual place, where there lives a giant blue-tongued lizard that must never be disturbed, and where the rainbow serpent has entered the land. I can go hunting and fishing, said Jeffrey Lee. That's all that matters to me. That's it? Yep. If you want to see any links for these stories, go to the harpers.org website. Remember, conservatives didn't found this country. And, oh yeah, go away, don't bother me.